Chagiga Yerushalmi, corresponding to Chagiga Babli Daf Chaf Zayin, we begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chaf Aleph from the base of the second Mishnah, Halacha Ches. Kezad ma'avirin al-Taras Azor, madbilin the Kelim, Shahoi B'Migdash. How we ma'avir for Tahara of the Azor, we immerse the Kelim that were in the Migdash, Kala Kelim Shahoi B'Migdash, Hayu Lahen Shneem Ushlishim. All the kelim that were in the Mikdash had second and third means of replacements, that if the first ones became tame, they'll bring the second ones in place of them. Rabbi Eliezer says that all the kelim that were in the Mikdash must be immersed except for the gold mizbech and the copper mizbech, because they're like land. Chacham say they receive tumah because they're plated with metal, and the plating is primary. And the Gemara says, "V'kelim tu'unim tevila." Why must the kelim be immersed? Amar bi'Abba ani oimer shema shahaya sham echad min ha shetem lekayhanim shaloi huza. Rabbi Abba answered, "I say perhaps that there was one of the kahanim there who did not receive hazar from the paradumah waters, and he was matama the kelim." If so, we should be concerned for all of the kelim, even for the shulchan. Rabbi Bun Bachir answered that I say perhaps there was one of the kahanim who went to speak with a tamei woman about her chatas oif and oilas oif pair of birds, and spit threw from her mouth onto his garments and was matame him. Ma'ata nachosh lakulam. Well, if so, we should be concerned for all of the kelim. Tepate b'shenitma b'safik mashkim. In the case of that he became tame through a safik about liquids, since a safik drabonon, we are stringent only for kelim that can be immersed. Taman taninan safik mashkim. She say litame tame litame tar. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah, a safik about liquids to become tame is tame, to become matame others it is tahor. So why are we stringent here, less liquids when we're tam with the kelim? Taman, b'truma v'kam b'kodesh, chumah hu b'kodesh. The answer is that there, that refers to truma. Here we're discussing kodesh and it's the stringency of kodesh. Tani, shulchan shenitma, madbilen oisoi, bezmanoi, afil b'shabas, dirub meir. As a b'aisa, Rav Meir teaches that if the shulchan became tamei through suffic liquids, we immerse it in its time, means the day after the regal, when we are ma'avir, the azor, even if it's on Shabbos. Say we immerse it immediately. So as a result, according to Meir, sometimes it's metame two sets of lechem upon him. If it became tummy before Shabbos of the regal, the lechem upon him on it at the time became tummy, and also the new bread put on it on Shabbos. According to the Chacham, it's metame only one set of lechem. Rabbi Yaakov Asisi said in front of Rabbi Yossi that even according to Meir, it's matame only one lechem. The case is that it became tummy through suffic liquids was stringent only to consider that the shulchan became tummy, but it's not matame the bread. Pamachas hidbilu es manayra amu sedukim ro pushim madbilim gal golchama. Once they immersed the menorah, the Sadukim said, see, the pusher means the ones who are seriously observant, they're immersing the sun, means something impossible to immerse. The Sadukim held that also the menorah, one may not immerse it, because it must be lit tamid, constantly. Taman taninan, nichasu lishchas hakelim, haitziu misham tishim, v'shloisha, klechese v'chleizav. The Mishnah teaches that they entered the chamber of kelim and took out 93 silver kelim and gold kelim. Rishmo ban Achman b'shem Rabbi Yonason kenegatishim v'shloisha askoi shekosov shesei Chagai u'malachi. Rishmo ban Achman says that this corresponds to 93 mentions of Hashem's name in Sefer Chagai and Sefer Malachi. Am Rav Chuna chishavtem v'einon ela shmoine v'shloisha kenegat shmoine v'shloisha choysimoyz shekosov b'ezra shahaye kol echad v'echad miyachet shmoy shekodesh boruch hu v'choysim. Rechuna said, I counted them, and there were only 83 accounts of Hashem's four-letter name, corresponding to the 83 signatures written in Ezra, that appear in Nehemiah, in the 10th parak. Istabai Mema, Kayoim Maruba, Shaltamid, Kenegadugim Oparim, Yodalikvasim, the Elim, Shnayim, the Sir Echad. Some say that there were 93, like the greatest day of the Talmud is the first day of Sukkot, which corresponds to the 13 bulls, the 14 lambs, 2 rams, and a goat. Rabbi Shila, Dekra Tamosa, Vashem Rabbi Yochanan, Talmud of Beleza, I should say Trila, is that the Pasuk says, Es Kagoy, Ve Es Kiroisav, and the Torah calls it land, means roof and walls applied to what is actually the ground. Ad Kadaim Mizbach Azav, Mizbach Ha'ila Minayin, this teaches about the golden Mizbech, what's the source for the copper Mizbech Ha'ila? Vedinu, Ma'im Mizbech Mizbach Azav, Shu Amal Amma, Adam Akarka, Mizbech Ha'ila, Shu Chamesh Ha'chamesh, and Kol Shekein. So the first answer is we learn from Akar V'chaymer. The golden Mizbech was 1 by 1 Amma, and you say it's considered land, then the Mizbach Ha'ila, which is 5 by 5 Amma, is all the more so. Yisterbai Meima, Rabuah, Rabuah man kan karka afkan karka. And a second answer we learn from the Gezeirah Shavah of Rabuah Rabuah, just like the golden Mizbech is land, also the Mizbech Ha'ila, the copper one, is considered land. Amar Vila Taima de Rabbonon ha Mizbech es eitz shalosh amais goiva v'goyme hatoyer kos oisoi metalzel. Vila said Rabbonon's reason to disagree is that the Pasuk says in Yechezkel Mem Aleph Chof Beis, HaMizbeach Eit Shalosh Amos Goiva, the Torah calls it Metalzin because the end of the Pasuk calls it HaShulchan. Ad Kedoin Mizbeach Mizbach Ha'ila Mizbach Hazav Minayin. Now this teaches about the Mizbach Ha'ila, the copper one. What is the source for the golden Mizbeach? Vedinu, Ma'im Mizbach Ha'ila Shuhu Heyal Hey Adam Metaltel Mizbach Hazav Shuhu Amal Amal Kol Shekein. The answer is that we learn from Kavah Chaimah, if the Mizbech Ha'ila, which is 5 by 5 Amos, and you, I mean, the Rabbanon say it's considered Metalkalin, then the golden Mizbech, which was 1 by 1 Amos, all the more so. Yisterbai Meimah Ravua Ravua, Ma Kan Metaltel, Af Kan Metaltel. And the second answer is that we learn from Ravua Ravua, the Gezeirah Shavah, I mean, just like here, the Mizbech Ha'ila is considered Metalkalin, also here the golden Mizbech is considered Metalkalin. The Chacham said in the Mishnah that they are Makabal Tumah because they are plated. The Gemara asks, well, the plating does not stand by itself, therefore it should be bottled to the wood. Didn't Rish Lakish say in the name of Rehoshia that the plating was only the thickness of a Gardenian dinar? Amar Rabbi La, Lemalachtai Eina Oimed Machmasayhu. Rabbi La answered that for its task, does it not stand by itself? It was a miracle that it didn't melt. It did not stand due to the wood, so it's not bottle to the wood. And this is like Rish Lakish taught the Pasuk in Shmos, Perek Lamed Pasuk Aleph, and you shall make an altar, Mikta Ketores. Doesn't write miskater b'katoris, but rather miktakatoris, meaning that the mizbech miraculously helped to burn the katoris. V'hei ketavla shi asuya leilech laniach. The Gemara says it should be like a tabletop made to be stationary, which is not makabel tuma. Lo'i kena mabi ami b'shem b'shem b'lokish ha'shulchan lama tamir lo'i p'nei shem b'yitzin oisai umarin oisai lo'i le'ogolim v'zeh lo'i b'makoyma hu oimed. Didn't mabi ami say in the name of Rish Lakish, why is the shulchan able to become tami? Is it not because they take it out of the heichel and show it to those who came up for Aliyah LeRegel that the lechem upon it, on it is still steaming like it is when it came out of the oven 8 days ago? This means the mizbeach stands in its place. Avzeh shimish kli b'migdash. The answer is also the mizbeach served kelim in the migdash. Sometimes they put kelim on it. V'yei toho v'lam tami. The Gemara asks, even so, it should be Tahor, why is it Tommy? Amar Rabbi Mana, Kagde Taninan, Tamon, Sholosh, Mishpaloifein, Amar Bizera, Mipneish, Mishtamshimba, Algav, Chavilea. Rabbi Mana answered, it's like a Mishnah teaches, that there are 3 baskets, those for manure or straw receive Tumah, and Rabbi Zera taught that it's because people use them, means they sit on the bundle, means they put things on top of them. Racha, Mipneish, Mishtamshimboi, Avgav Chavilav. And also here, Chachamim say it's because people use them on the bundle, means they put things on top of it. Harnalach פרק חמי בקדש וצליקה לה מסכת דחגיגה.